1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Mark Remillard. Details being released about the federal charges against former President Trump for his alleged mishandling of classified records. The grand jury indictment showing 37 counts against Trump, as prosecutors say he took government secrets with him when he left the White House and improperly stored them at Mar-a-Lago. ABC's Jonathan Carl.
Documents found in a shower in an office space. We know that from our own reporting to be his office space on the second floor in Mar-a-Lago. In his bedroom, documents found, and in a storage room.
The indictment then says Trump allegedly obstructed government efforts to retrieve those records. Trump denies wrongdoing. 9 people shot in San Francisco's Mission District, according to police. Authorities say they're all expected to survive. They say it appears to have been a targeted and isolated incident. Former UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson abruptly resigning from Parliament after word he would be sanctioned for misleading statements to the body. This is ABC News. One of the most dominant teams in all of sports added another title this week. ABC's Brian Clark with more on Oklahoma's softball team.
It was not just a national title that Oklahoma secured Thursday night.
Struck her out! And Oklahoma caps off the winningest season in history!
As heard on ESPN, the third title in a row for the Sooners, and it was their NCAA record 53rd consecutive win. Coach Patty Gasso told ESPN the team felt freedom from the pressure.
It was absolutely suffocating as we're going along, and the expectations are overwhelming.
Oklahoma's won 6 national titles in the last decade. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Toronto Blue Jays have cut right-handed reliever Anthony Bass amid a controversial social media post. Bass apologized after an Instagram post calling for boycotts of Target and Bud Light over their support of the LGBTQ plus community, but he also said he didn't consider the post hateful. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Just released from prison, in need of a job, but no one is hiring. Just Dane has been lifting people through these times of employment barriers for 50 years. And you can support this Madison nonprofit's important legacy and work. Join Civic Media by donating to Just Dane. Any amount will make a difference. Learn more and help now at justdane.org. That's justdane.org. Changing lives, changing the community. For 50 years, Just Dane.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
We think it has to do with changing levels of hormones. So it's not so much about just losing the hormones, but our ovaries are kind of sputtering as we're getting older. And sometimes they're just like, you know, here's a lot of estrogen. Now you get no estrogen.
Now I'm just going to have this vision of my ovaries yelling at each other.
Ethel!
It's your
Ethel,
turn.
Calm down.
What are you doing over there?
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The idea that they're going to basically take this once in a lifetime surplus, they're going to just throw that money away as a giveaway to the wealthiest corporations and individuals.
One of the best jokes I heard last Christmas was, let your kids believe in Santa Claus. There's grown men out there who still believe in trickle-down economics.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand plan? surprise. Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know
would
that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Event, and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kinert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
forward to spending some time outside once I'm done here today.
Mm-hmm. That's my advice to all Wisconsinites. Get outside, enjoy a little bit of sun. You know, Wisconsin summer, we only get, it feels like a few weeks of it every year, honestly. But enjoy it while we got it. Today, we are talking the big news of the day, both in Wisconsin and nationally. Former United States President Donald Trump has been federally indicted on 7 counts of, let me get the...
Well, we don't quite know yet, Will, is part of it. They are still sealed, but the former president yesterday and sources close to the president revealing it to other sources in the news, but the president, former president himself coming out and saying that he was indicted. So he's the one that shared the information. The story broke last night, but it is an unprecedented situation the country is now in with a former president being indicted on, as you note, 7 charges, it seems. Seems like, but those charges currently sealed.
According to a person familiar with the indictment, granted anonymity because they were not authorized to speak publicly, prosecutors are charging the former president with 7 criminal counts. The precise charges that federal prosecutors have obtained against Trump were not immediately clear. However, one of Trump's attorneys indicated that a summons issued by prosecutors listed a provision of the Espionage Act and a federal statute criminalizing the obstruction of an official proceeding. These additional crimes, while under seal for now, according to Jim Trusty, again, one of Trump's attorneys, who said in a television interview Thursday night that he had seen a summons document from prosecutors that summarized the laws as including, as I said, the provision of the Espionage Act prohibiting retention of classified materials, a statute that prohibits the obstruction of an official proceeding, a statute that prohibits falsifying or destroying records pertinent to a federal investigation, and statutes prohibiting false statements and conspiracies. So my question for you today, Luke, and my question to you, the people of Wisconsin, is should a United States president be able to...
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear overnight with lows around 56. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 76. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 51. Daytime highs approaching 62. Sunday with a chance for scattered storms. Chance for scattered rain showers, 65 on Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 55.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Strange nature of going onto social media and saying, oh, I've been indicted, is a weird way to react to an indictment in any regard. I think it's a process that you are innocent until proven guilty, but our law enforcement agents have a responsibility to hold individuals accountable if laws are broken. And we are in the middle right now of seeing this process unfold.
Well, it's interesting, Luke. the Mar-a-Lago raid in particular, I think, is a prime example of what you just mentioned, where the Department of Justice played that pretty close to the chest. The only reason that the public really knew about it and the reason that it became a massive story was because Donald Trump himself promoted it on his social medias. He just seems unable to kind of keep his mouth shut in any way, shape, or form. I don't know if he, if it's the long history of being able to talk himself out of any situations. I was reading an article that earlier today that noted, you know, Trump has a very long history of having avoided legal culpability, both in his personal, professional, and political life. He's settled a number of private civil lawsuits through the years, paid his way out of disputes concerning the Trump Organization. I mean, he was impeached twice by the Democratic-led House as president of the United States, but avoided conviction both times. The Justice Department's criminal investigation into the retention of classified information at Mar-a-Lago, as well as the attempts to overturn the 2020 election, has been now at the forefront of many people's minds for 3 years now. And, you know, the wheels of justice turn slowly, right? This kind of indictment could not happen overnight. I'm inclined to think that the evidence is likely pretty overwhelming to take this kind of step. And it's going to be really, really, really interesting to see how this plays out in the coming days, weeks, and months, because you noted this might be the story of the decade, right? I feel like we've been saying that for so many different stories over the past 4 to 5 years, where something happened and it's just like, wow, this is absolutely unprecedented. We're going to be talking about this for years. And then an even bigger story comes out a week later that just sweeps that first story under the rug. I've actually heard a lot of people in my circle kind of talk about how Donald Trump has used that as a strategy himself to avoid culpability, in that you can't pin him down for one bad thing that he did if everybody has moved on to the next bad thing that he did. And if, you know, if you make it incrementally worse each and each time, there's never going to be one singular moment where it's like, oh my God, this is so egregious, something has to be done. Perhaps this is that moment. It reminds me of that quote where there are decades where weeks happen and weeks where decades happen, right? You look at yesterday, just mammoth news stories right in a row, the Supreme Court decision on racial gerrymandering, Donald Trump's indictment. And then we have all of this coming to a head now in the first week of June. We're sitting here on a beautiful Friday afternoon talking about what, in your words and in my opinion, very well might be the great story of the year, if not longer. If you have thoughts to share on the Donald Trump indictment, please give us a call at 844-967-2789. We're continuing this conversation as it, again, we cannot understate just how massive, massive, massive this story is, particularly because, Luke, keep in mind that Donald Trump is currently the front runner for 2024. He is leading in virtually all polling for the Republican primary. Could this impact the presidential race? Do you think this is going to have this is going to potentially sway the minds of conservative primary voters? Or do you think this might rally them, kind of confirm a lot of the ideas that they had that, again, Donald Trump had been promoting, that this is a witch hunt, that I'm innocent? I mean, he even released a video last night, a 4-minute video on social media, of course, saying that the Department of Justice is being weaponized, the investigations against him are election interference. He said, and I quote, "I am an innocent man. I did nothing wrong," unquote. 2024 is coming and it's coming fast. What are the ramifications that we could see for this race based on the Trump indictments that were announced?
Yeah, I think the interesting thing is, outside of polling, we're not going to see anything until Iowa caucus goers go to their libraries, their town halls, and where they caucus come the end of January, beginning of February of next year. That's the true time point when we are going to see what all of this buildup of the legal ramifications of Donald Trump's with this indictment announcement yesterday, that's the first time we're going to see the actual political ramifications of it. It's not going to be until Republican primary voters go to their caucuses and their polling places to show their indication of whether or not this is a big deal to them. So between now and 6-7 months from now, we're not going to get to see a whole lot of the political ramifications. It's going to be Republican primary voters that will determine those, Will. And so it's going to be an interesting aspect of seeing, as it is important to point out, there were state charges brought against the former president in New York earlier this year. There are other ongoing legal concerns, I would say, that the former president has to be keeping an eye on. There is a grand jury in Georgia that the district attorney there in Fulton County has indicated they may be gathering for recommendations of charges this summer. So there's a lot going on here in 2023. It's going to be interesting to see, but a while to see how Republican primary voters react to this news, and that's not going to be until early 2024.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned it. There are so many cases coming through at this point. There's Georgia, there's New York. It just seems like it's one after another. And I think you touched on the crux of it. And I'll give you, I like to give credit where credit is due, Luke, that
this
is the point that you made ripping on me, because it's a point that I usually make, in that the vast majority of American political issues come down to accountability. Nobody wants to be held responsible for their mistakes. Everybody wants to push the blame onto somebody else. Everybody wants to be beyond repercussions. And in this particular example might be the best one we have seen yet, where do you draw the line? What is and is not allowed from an individual? We're going to touch on that after the break and get some more reactions, both from the listeners of Wisconsin and pundits at the national level. This is Town Call with William Walter and Luke Mathers. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call, 844-967-2789. We'll see you right after the break.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Details being released about the federal charges against former President Trump for his alleged mishandling of classified records. The grand jury indictment showing 37 counts against Trump, as prosecutors say he took government secrets with him when he left the White House and improperly stored them at Mar-a-Lago. ABC's Jonathan Carl.
Documents found in a shower in an office space. We know that from our own reporting to be his office space on the second floor in Mar-a-Lago. In his bedroom, documents found, and in a storage room.
The indictment then says Trump allegedly obstructed government efforts to retrieve those records. Trump denies wrongdoing. 9 people shot in San Francisco's Mission District, according to police. Authorities say they're all expected to survive. They say it appears to have been a targeted and isolated incident. Former UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson abruptly resigning from Parliament after word he would be sanctioned for misleading statements to the body. This is ABC News.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. As a nonprofit organization offering care management in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Through customized plans designed to help eligible elders and adults with disabilities live independently, we offer a unique, people-centered approach to family care. That's because we know how important it is to remain connected to your family, friends, and community. Learn more about our long-term care options by contacting your county Aging and Disability Resource Center.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little official-er? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinly Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your Brandy Old Fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsinly's got you covered then, too, with their Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsinly beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinly. Drink Wisconsinly Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
strawberry, turtle, grasshopper, so many delicious flavors of cheesecake bars. Is your mouth watering yet? Well, good. Order your bars or bakery items now from Justine's Just Bakery in Madison. Along with feeding your cheesecake craving, you'll be supporting a special training program for people dealing with employment barriers. Justine's Just Bakery. Call 608-598-0042. 608-598-0042. Changing lives, changing the community. Justine.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003, 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown, Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Breaking rocks in a hot sun.
I fall for law in a low one. I fall for law in a low one. I
need. Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Call. I'm William Walter, joined by Luke Mathers. If you want to share a thought on the Donald Trump indictment with us today, please give us a call, 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can be like Jeannie from Eau Claire. Jeannie, what are your thoughts on the Donald Trump indictment?
Well, guys, I don't know how coherent I am this morning, but I was very relieved and hoping, you know, and maybe have some solace that maybe somebody's going to hold this guy accountable, you know, after watching all the crimes that he's committed and throughout his life. And while our president, and after, I'm hoping that everything goes well, and I'm hoping that people with the R after their name wake up at what they have. This is the most important, what I say, arrest or indictment that I've ever seen in my life. And while I was at the university, I started on my 17th birthday and graduated early from high school. My roommates at Eau Claire, they had the broom slate, and they were very active in trying to hold Nixon accountable for his crimes. So this makes Nixon look like a little baby crime compared to all of the crimes and all of the uproar and division and, you know, his obstruction. And his, it's unbelievable to me that he's still walking free. But one thing I want to say is he couldn't have did this alone. If it was just Trump doing this and people, you know, were honest and had integrity and believed in the rule of law, he never would have gotten this far. So I'm hoping if there is any integrity left in those who are serving us that have an R after their name, that they need to stop the BS and saying that this is a witch hunt, because they know darn well what he did, and in fact, a lot of them aided and abetted. So that's my two cents worth, guys. Thank you so much for taking up this subject, and you have a good day.
Oh, thanks, Jeannie. You as well. Now, that's a really interesting point that you brought up, because we are already seeing a number of Trump's allies Rallying to his defense, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tweeted that it was, quote, a dark day for the United States of America, unquote. It is unconscionable for a president to indict the leading candidate opposing him. Joe Biden kept classified documents for decades. The radical far left will stop at nothing to interfere with the 2024 election in order to prop up the catastrophic presidency and desperate campaign of Joe Biden, from Elise Stefanik, a New York Republican and the House GOP conference chairwoman. Jim Jordan said, sad day for America. God bless President Trump. You're exactly right, Jeannie. The keys to power are not held by one individual's hands. It takes a number of people to allow, to protect, to defend someone at this level with so much criminally liable behavior having occurred that you can't get away with this by yourself. Now, I will note that there are other Republican rivals who have taken the opposite approach and have been openly critical of Donald Trump. People like former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, who put out a statement saying that Trump has become a distraction and should end his campaign. Mike Pence, the former vice president, said that, quote, anyone who puts themselves over the Constitution should never be president of the United States, unquote. And former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who said during his kickoff event in New Hampshire last week that Trump is, quote, obsessed with the mirror, never admits a mistake, never admits a fault, and always finds someone else and something else to blame for whatever goes wrong, but finds every reason to take credit for anything that goes right, unquote.
Well, I think
it comes back to what we talked about earlier, right? Accountability.
It's important to note, though, that all three of those men that you just quoted are running against him in the contest to see who will be the nominee for the Republican Party in 2024. And so it seems like only the primary challengers, the Republican primary challengers in that presidential bid, are the ones criticizing the actions surrounding this indictment. It's going to be interesting to see. Law enforcement officials are already planning on a court appearance by the former president in Miami next week. And again, it's unprecedented. This gets talked about. No, normally, if you get indicted, you're not going out and airing your grievances in public. But apparently, this is what we're going to be talking about now until that court hearing, because the former president wanted his grievances to be heard, and it seems like he would rather have this be discussed in the court of public opinion that rather than the court of law.
Great point, Luke. Yeah, I mean, Trump himself said on social media that he has been ordered to report to the federal courthouse in Miami next Tuesday. Now, Miami is part of the federal district that includes Palm Beach, where Mar-a-Lago is located. It's possible Trump could face further charges in D.C., where the documents investigation led by Special Counsel Jack Smith has been based. However, it's looking like it's more likely to be Miami right now. And Luke, you had an interesting point before the show on what this could mean. Could you?
Well, already what we learned so far this morning, with further legal documents coming out of the federal court where this will be heard, Reuters is reporting that the Trump-appointed judge is going to preside over the initial court appearance next week. The same court-appointed judge that reviewed the original classified documents case and appointed a special master, which was then overturned on appeal. And so Elaine Cannon? I want to say it's either Eileen or Elaine. I don't know for certain, and I apologize, Ms. Cannon. But that federal judge is who is going to be overhearing this case as it gets brought before the federal judiciary.
Excellent point, Luke. So I'd like to hear from the people of Wisconsin. What are your thoughts on the Donald Trump indictment? Please give us a call, 844-967-2789, and you can be like Joe from Madison. Joe, former president was just indicted. What are your thoughts?
Great. Thanks for the opportunity to speak. I know, Luke, that your heart is firmly wedded to the importance of tangents, and I am all about tangents as giving a fuller context to things. I find it kind of amazing that one of Mr. Trump's lawyers, Jim Trusty, who had said in very belligerent, fighting tones yesterday, to the government, if they want to continue to play games, they're going to give it to us at 3:01 on Tuesday. Well, Mr. Trustee and another lawyer representing Trump, John Rowley, I believe is his name, both resigned, tendered their resignations this morning. And I thought, whoa, that's an interesting little sidebar, isn't it? And I couldn't find out what reasons were given for them to tender their resignations, and I know this happens, but I found it kind of amazing that, you know, they were slinging hard yesterday and out of the game as of this morning, which I found just fascinating. And in terms of your the question of what are other Republicans going to say about this, I did find, I was reading one article that said that they're going to perhaps try to sell it as that Trump was just a really bad file clerk. And I thought, wow, that's nervy. Let's see if that happens. So anyway, I would be fascinated to find out why Mr. Trustee decided to leave the building along with John Rowling and tendered his resignation. Is he tied up with other cases? Does he think it's a no-go? Anyway, so that's a tangent I'd love to see picked apart in the next weeks. Thanks a lot for the opportunity, you guys.
Appreciate it, Joe.
Of course. Thanks, Joe. Yeah, I mean, we're going to see. We'll have to wait and see. That's we don't know exactly how this is going to play out. I think, Luke, an interesting tangent that you just brought up was, is Donald Trump trying to play this out in the court of public opinion rather than the criminal justice, rather than in criminal justice court, because he recognizes that his case is weak? Or is it because he just thinks that the public is going to naturally side with him? Is it a case of narcissism, as Chris Christie says, that he's unable to look in a mirror and see any of his own faults or take responsibility for anything? Is it that he's throwing anything at a wall to see what sticks? I mean, this is kind of unprecedented in more ways than one. As you touched on, very few people will come out and say, oh, yeah, I got indicted. Like, oh, bummer. Let's see what we can do about it. Let's see if we can figure it out. But Donald Trump has kind of made his entire political career based on what the public, his voters, his fans, let's say, believe about him. Even after the news Thursday evening, Trump began immediately fundraising, issuing an email appeal to donors under the heading Breaking Indicted, where he, of course, railed against the charges, rebuked the Justice Department, but said things like, I never thought it possible that such a thing could happen to a former president of the United States. I am an innocent man, using this as an effort to try to generate more funds for his upcoming 2024 presidential race. Is this just a master of modern media who has figured out a way to really avoid all responsibility and accountability because he is able to have such a fervent base of supporters regardless of what he does and says?
We're watching it unfold right now. I don't know. It's going to be a test to see how broad that base of support that he has amongst the Republican primary voters, because ultimately that's going to be where we see the political accountability. As I've already noted, we're not going to see any of that until voters go to the caucuses and then go to the polls 7 months from now. And so it's going to be some time before we get to see that. So it is a lot of sitting and waiting. As you noted, the wheels of justice turn slowly, but the political cycles go this far out pretty slowly too. Like, it's hard to believe we're already in the 2024 cycle, but voters don't actually get to the polls before that. I'll have to look up the Iowa caucus date. I want to say it's the end of January, beginning of February of 2024.
Mm-hmm. So we do have a little bit of time, but again, it'll be here before you know it. We've talked over the past couple of months how Wisconsin election cycles never seem to end, as we have special elections after special elections, after race after race after race. We talked about it over the past week, whether or not there are too many elections. Should we be allowing more of the of a pure democratic process, or should we defer to our elected officials? Well, here is a situation where an elected official has, according to the Department of Justice, clearly broken the law in numerous different ways. And are they, I guess the question then becomes, are they above the law? Is anybody above the law? Or is your status as former president, you know, leader of the free world, elected commander-in-chief of the United States government, does that make you untouchable? And I think that's a conversation that a lot of people are going to start needing to have with their friends, their family, their loved ones, because I think there is a subset of the population who regardless of what the Department of Justice says occurred, despite what proof the Department of Justice may or may not have, they are going to believe that the Department of Justice is either falsifying or making up information or bending context to try to paint Donald Trump in a bad picture so that they can get him, whether that's because of the deep state or Joe Biden or whatever argument you might want to, you might hear from this. It's an argument that I've heard presented quite a few different ways. And at the end of the day, it comes down to whether or not any individual, not just Donald Trump, any American citizen has to follow the rule of law in the same way that the rest of us do.
Well, the country had the opportunity to hold a chief executive liable for potential crimes committed, and in decades ago, the country chose instead, the political leadership instead had Nixon resign and then pardoned him. And they kind of did away with these questions throughout the 70s. It just got, oh, we're going to sweep this under the rug, hope it never happens again. And now we as a nation are facing these questions again because ultimately we find ourselves as a nation that is now asking the question, do we hold our political figures, if they are the president or anybody, accountable for crimes and wrongdoing that they may have committed? And so when these charges get unsealed and we continue to see this legal picture that's developing now in federal court down in Florida, it's going to be an interesting next step to keep an eye on of what comes next.
And we will certainly be keeping an eye on that. We will be discussing that, and we would love to hear your thoughts on that every single day on Town Call. If you'd like to participate in the forum, give us a call, 844-967-2789. We got a fun segment coming after the break, Luke. We're going to start a new tradition that I came up with totally on my own with no assistance whatsoever from anyone in the world, especially not Luke, called Wisconsin Headline Fridays. We want to hear your best Wisconsin headline of the week. Please stick with us after the break.
Get ready to dominate the field like...
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Civic Media Network News.
At 12:15, Town Call.
1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely today, otherwise overcast. Daytime highs approaching 76. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, 51. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms, 62. Mid-60s Monday, with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning much warmer Tuesday, with highs in the low 70s and storms possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now,
this summer,
it's 55.
1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
540 AM, WAUK has a new lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Civic Media Network News.
On 540 AM, WAUK.
Welcome all, welcome back This is Town Call with William Walter and Luke Mathers on this wonderful Friday, June 9th afternoon. And Luke, we touched on it before the break. I'm trying to start a new tradition around here with an idea that I came up with, again, totally by myself, with no help whatsoever and had nothing to do with you. We're going to be looking for the best Wisconsin headlines that you can find throughout the course of the week, and we want to talk about it on Friday. So if you have a great Wisconsin headline or you think something that just screams, this is Wisconsin, please give us a call. Share it with us, 844-967-2789. I am proud to announce that I defeated Mr. Luke Mathers in rock, paper, scissors over the commercial break, which earned the right to share my Wisconsin headline of the week first. And, you know, I'm a firm believer that this is going to be our champion headline, and I did not want to give you the opportunity to swoop in front of me and steal it. So I'm reading from a piece at Fox 6 Milwaukee, Get Paid to Eat Cheese, University of Wisconsin Hiring Cheese Taste Testers. I will note that I found this article after Googling it right before the show started because I had the source material, a job offer at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, descriptive sensory panelist. The job summary states, the Center for Dairy Research is looking for individuals passionate about all types of food, but especially cheese, pizza, and other dairy products. Once hired, you will be trained to become part of a group of expert tasters capable of verbally describing their sensory experiences on the basis of appearance, texture, taste, and aroma attributes for research and product development purposes. Panelists should expect to be tasting up to 24 cheese samples and 12 pizzas a week, along with other food products. Now, Luke, a job description doesn't necessarily qualify for a great Wisconsin headline of the week, so I am glad I found this piece at Fox 6, but this can't be defeated, right? This has to be our champion. What is more Wisconsin than, hey, do you want to come eat cheese and we're going to pay you for it?
I'm searching my likes because I'm pretty sure I shared this story on Twitter 4 days ago, and this was my positive. I had two entries. I did my homework. Well,
my article was published June 8th, so that is inaccurate.
No. I shared the details of the job posting when the job posting started earlier this week, and I said, boy, that's a good job. And so this was my positive. I went in two directions with my homework. I found a great reason to be a Wisconsin in the headlines and a not-so-great Wisconsin kind of attribute that our state has in the second headline. So, yes, I did see this job posting. I did see this being used as a news story at several different outlets around the state today and yesterday.
Have you considered being better at rock, paper, scissors? And perhaps you could have presented
it's a chance
yourself.
What do you got, a 33% chance of winning? Now, I guess you could draw, so stop it. Like, it was...
I'm not a mathematician, Luke, but I am a champion rock, paper, scissors player. I'll teach you in the future. Let's see your headline. What do you got for me?
Hang on. I'm real quick. I'm looking for my... I have to check the notes to see where what day I liked this because I'm telling you, I saw it already.
I believe you, Luke. I believe you.
Yes.
I just think you need to get better at elementary school games.
Yeah. I don't think it's an elementary school one. I think that's a classic one. If you've got a most Wisconsin headline of the week, we want to hear it. 844-967-2789. Can it beat Will's Get Paid to Eat Cheese? Or could it beat mine, which I saw earlier in the week? And it's kind of just a depressing headline, really, because this was just one police department in southern Wisconsin that had this. But unfortunately, it just seems like this is a problem we as Wisconsin continue to have. Mine is over at the State Journal, the Wisconsin State Journal, with the headline, Janesville police make 5 OWI arrests overnight, including a 6th and 5th offense. So just the city of Janesville, Wednesday night into Thursday morning, arresting 5 individuals for operating while intoxicated. And that is just a very Wisconsin headline if I've ever seen one. It just pops up far too frequently, unfortunately. Folks, drink responsibly. Do not get behind the wheel, especially when it finds out, oh, your 5th and 6th offense for 2 of those individuals arrested in Janesville on Wednesday night.
Inexcusable. I wish we had kind of just stuck in with the cheese now because that's...
Well, I told you, I had 2 directions to go with my most Wisconsin headlines of the week, and you stole the thunderous great one, so I had to share the depressing sad one.
Again, I will reiterate, Luke, get good. That's my answer
to
that.
I think you just found it because you follow me on Twitter. I think that's really just what it comes down to. I think this popped up on your feed because you follow me.
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. I did see a friend post it on Facebook, actually. So it was not from you, but I did not find it myself. I will admit that.
Oh, okay. You're not only a plagiarist when it comes to your cheese stories, you're a plagiarist when it comes to your Most Wisconsin Headline of the Week segments, too.
Well, but I didn't steal it from you, and that's all that really matters to me.
You didn't steal also, both of them from me, that's all.
I don't like you use when I say rock, paper, scissors as an elementary game, I say that with love, in that children figured out the best way to decide how to handle our differences. I don't want to flip a coin. I want a skill-based challenge, something that I can consistently defeat someone like Luke at, because he is just not good at rock, paper, scissors. So
I don't think you can say that you consistently beat me at it when we've only done one edition of rock, paper, scissors either.
That is a 100% victory rate, okay? I am undefeated against you. Right before we end the break, I want to get to one last call. We got Ross from Middleton on the line. Ross, what's on your mind today on this Friday afternoon?
Hey, guys. So the Trump indictment, many of us on the left-wing side know he's guilty. People on the right-hand side, the Trumpers, believe it's a conspiracy witch hunt. The challenge, I think, is getting at these people who don't pay attention to the news, and I think that the Trump and the Trumpers are slowly eroding our faith in the FBI and the Justice Department, all those kind of things. They sort of feel like it's all biased. And if the challenge is do they feel like, you know what, maybe our justice system, maybe the whole country is just too political and they don't want to pay attention. The thing that I'm thinking is I would rather have Biden run against Trump. If Trump gets blown out by this indictment, then he also maybe gets knocked out of the primary. Then he's looking at running against DeSantis or somebody else. And then I think he becomes more vulnerable. And then the last thing is I'm worried about third parties coming in, and I think they're going to blow the whole thing wide open. So it's just, I look at it from the point of view of how can we win the presidency, but yeah, a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Good point, Ross. And that's something that we're going to find out in the coming days, weeks, and months. Like we said, it's a long process and the wheels of justice turn slow, but the national ramifications across innumerable different fronts, it's going to make a difference. It's going to be massive. This is a case that we are going to continue to see in the headlines going forward. So we've had a wonderful, wonderful first week with everyone. It was so much fun to join you on Town Call. If you'd like to participate next week, we would love to have you. Please don't hesitate to give us a call, 844-967-2789. Luke, it's always great to see you. Aaron, thanks so much for being here. I hope the two of you and all of Wisconsin have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Talk to y'all then.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you?
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News
app.
I'm Mark.